Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we'll make our app bar more than just for show by adding photo capture capability. So in fact, in order to enable your app to access the webcam to take a photo, it's really just one or two lines of code. The only real complexity is where you're going to have to save it and display it, or in our case, how you're going to share it. Since we've done that before, that part should make sense. But let's go ahead and get started. We're in lab number 4, exercise number 2, add photo capture. We are going to be working in the item detail page, right? Because that's where our app bar will be. So on that page, what we want to do is create a new alias, and this time to the Windows Media Capture. It has the classes that are necessary in order to actually kick off that capture process. So let's go ahead and start by going to the very top after where we've declared our data transfer manager, and just add those new var declarations. Very good. And then we want to find the click handler for the photo command that we added in exercise 1. Now, where do we put that? Right here. Okay. And so let's go ahead and just delete that code and get it right here to paste some new code in. Okay. Yeah. And so what we'll want to do is copy this, and we're going to paste it. Let's see. Let's redo that. So we're just going to go ahead and paste that in. I guess we can get rid of this too. All right. And so we take a look. All we're doing here is just adding an event listener, listening for the click event. So whenever somebody clicks on the element called photo, which should be this menu option right here with the ID of photo. It's in the data win options. Then we want to use the capture, which, remember, that's just our Windows Media Capture namespace dot camera capture UI. Now that we have a camera capture UI object, we can capture file async. And after that has successfully completed, then we can determine, we can show the share UI at that point. We're saying we want to capture specifically a photo. And once the capture has happened, it will pass that file, the photo file that the webcam takes, into our function. And in a moment here, I'm sure we're going to use a little bit more of this since we now have the photo reference. Let's see what we're going to do with it. All right, so step number 3 tells us to find the OnData requested event handler, and then we're going to modify it. If you recall from a couple of lessons ago, we used this to handle the message that will come from Windows saying, I need information from you if you're going to share. Somebody hit the share charm. You said you can share. I'm waiting for information from you about what to share. And so that's why we popped up the share UI, because we want to ultimately share it out. And so we're just going to modify this by adding an if-else statement. Instead of passing all of the data for the given recipe that's on screen right now, what we want to do is use the file that's been populated just a moment ago when somebody went to the brag button and clicked the photo option. It took a picture, or at least it popped up the dialog to take the picture, and after it's complete, photo will no longer be null. Therefore, this side of the if-else statement will fire off. And so what we're simply doing is taking that photo, that file that was created, we're getting a reference to that, and we're creating, using it as the thumbnail and as the large version for the share contract. Okay? And then we're going to set the photo equal null so you can start the whole process over again. So what we're going to do is just replace and blow away this whole on data requested in our item detail.js. So let's find that. Here it is. Let's get it right. I want to get the whole thing, but not the comma. Nope, including the comma. Okay, great. All right, so let's see if we have any other instructions here. Nope. Let's go ahead and give it a whirl. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Right click. Whoops. So let's go ahead and just... All right, so I'm going to right click to bring up the app bar. I'm going to choose to click the brag, then the photo, and you can see here that this app needs permission to use your camera. You can change this in the app settings. All right, so that's really the frustration that they wanted us to run into. Windows 8 apps must have permission to access webcams, and that permission comes through the app manifest. So let's go ahead and stop the app. We're going to get here to the package appx manifest file. We're going to go to we're going to go to the Capabilities tab, and we are going to select Webcam. All right, and let's go ahead and save that. See if we did it right. Okay, and so now let's rerun the application and try to get the whole thing work from beginning to end here. All right, we'll go back to Fried Rice. We'll right-click, bring up the brag button, click Photo. It asks for permission, and this was the reason why we have to make that capability declaration. Can it, do you give it access to use your webcam? Allow. All right, so let me put get among the finished product of what we finished working on here. And I think I can just type, click in here. Cool. And let's click OK. And let's target the share target JS sample. And we can see successfully we get the thumbnail and the bitmap itself. Very cool. All right. So have no webcam right now because I had to turn it off for the purpose. But that's all that we needed to do. Now let's figure out how to add video to the mix in the next lab. We'll see you there. Thank you.